outside the doorway.
Wednesday, December the 5th. You know the only reason why I say that? Just so you know, it's a live program. And it's not a tape program. and also, I have to tell you this. I get up like really early in the morning. And I watch what the financial markets are doing. This morning was a wondrous thing to behold. Dow futures were pretty much marginally higher early 2 a.m. my time this morning. But by the time that the market was set to open, Dow futures were indicating a big opening. And nobody could actually really figure it out, but it was obvious what happened. Somebody leaked to the folks at Wall Street that the president tomorrow is going to come out and detail a 5-year mortgage rate freeze on subprime loans, on the teaser rates. Didn't elaborate any further than that. We'll have to wait tomorrow. Some people have speculated what it's going to be, that people who've paid their mortgages on time and who feel that they won't be able to pay their mortgages when the teaser rates disappear next year, and if they can prove that would actually affect them, then they will be the people who get their teaser rates frozen for 5 years. So it's very selective who gets it, but this was enough to set Wall Street on a tear, and a tear it was. Dow up 196 points at the close to end the day at 13,444, 2 weeks before Christmas. I told you they were going to save Christmas. NASDAQ up 46 points at 2,666. Not a good sign. S&P 500, even with all that good news, still well below 1,500, closed at 1,485, up 22 points. Obviously, another market that was moving sentiment into the bullish column is apparently we have now taken the fear premium out of oil. And you have to ask yourself, with the ratcheting up of World War III and nuking Iran that we've been dealing with for the past month and a half, that caused oil prices to go from basically where they are now at $87 to almost $99, you have to thank the president for that one. Anyway, when we return, I'll bring you the day's closing metal prices and our visit, weekly visit, with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Wednesday, and my apologies if the audio is a little funky, whatever strange thing happens with this wonderful world of technology. Before we bring up Charles, let me give you the closing prices of the metals, because we went a little long in that last section explaining what went on today. Gold closed down $3.90 at $797.90, silver up 3 cents at $14.43. Platinum off a buck at $1,469, palladium off a dollar at $3.48. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $3 at $7.95, silver off 8 cents at $14.27. As we mentioned, the fear premium coming out of oil, oil off 22 cents today at $87.27, and the U.S. dollar was strong today, up 78 basis points to end the day at 76.42. As usual, we visit every Wednesday with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. It's a day I look forward to. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, Robbie. Good to be back with you.
Absolutely.
I even enjoy your music.
You're going to enjoy some of the music I'm going to play during the course of this hour, actually. If memory serves me correctly, pretty soon we're going to be coming up with a song from my son-in-law, who has a band called Tree 63.
Oh, okay.
And they're very big on the Christian rock and roll circuit, if you will.
Ah, well, this is my only exposure to this culture.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has happened since we last spoke a week ago.
Indeed, a lot's happened.
Obviously, the biggest story is the intelligence report that, unfortunately, Mike Huckabee didn't know anything about. And this guy wants to become president of the United States. We'll talk about Mr. Huckabee and his religious preferences and other candidates' religious preferences in a bit.
Okay.
But I want to get your take on, obviously, it looks as though that intelligence report that came out said that Iran had ceased its ambitions for nuclear weapons some 4 years ago. It seems to have defused a lot of the tensions that were building up for those, and we have to identify who those, and they still are out there, by the way, advocating attack on Iran.
Right.
Identify those who are still clamoring to go to war, such as obviously Israel. And this must come as great disappointment to the congregation of One John Hagee.
Yes, I'm sure it does, but they're undaunted by this because they are convinced that even if Iraq doesn't have any plans for weapon of mass destruction, they'll get them because it's God's will that they would do that in order that there be a war and so on. So they find an excuse to ignore this. And Mr. Bush, of course, is just trying to hide his embarrassment and pretend not to be embarrassed by it and claim that he didn't know anything about it in advance when others like Jay Rockefeller are coming out and saying, hey, wait a minute, we know that you had a briefing on this years ago. So it's all news to us. We all knew these reports were out there, didn't we? And the only one who wouldn't admit they were there was the president. And I agree with you. I think this has gone a long ways toward ending the real threat. I mean, I think the real threat of a active bombing of Iran has probably gone down a lot, and I think it was already pretty low because there is so much world pressure. China has come out with stories about this in their papers all over the world. Everyone is talking about it now, and the common discussion is, why didn't Mr. Bush tell the truth about it?
Well, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. Once again, America's prestige has suffered a body blow in the world and is fast losing, if it hasn't already lost, what little moral authority it had. But, I mean, this is the sad story.
But the Christian right, the state of Israel, the armament industry, I guess, the war-making industry, and a few politicians are still wanting to do this war. They still want to bomb Iran. They were still trying to find some excuse to bomb Iran. And you know, there are those out there who are saying, well, they'll come up with some kind of an incident to make it necessary. I think that we are, those of us who are opposing this, are moving a long ways toward making it extremely difficult to bomb Iran by publicizing these things. And so
Some people within the intelligence community obviously wanted to do the same, and I find it interesting that William Kristol from the Weekly Standard and his fellow pundits on Fox News,
the neocons,
see this as some sort of communist there are communists within the Justice Department who are Bush haters, is what they are saying. And this was nothing more than the leftists within the intelligence community that wanted to embarrass the president.
Right.
And then they bring up stories that these very same 16 intelligence agencies 6 months ago said that Iran was on its way to developing nuclear warheads.
Well, the snake is not dead yet, but it has been wounded, I think. And I think there's a good chance of preventing this war. I think people need to really take it seriously and keep working on it and keep hammering away on it. And, of course, our take is most important. What we need to do is change the reasonably minded people within the Christian right and make them see that what they've followed is a very unreasonable path, and that this whole Christian Zionist movement is is a pathetic effort to basically support a Zionist state. It's a political effort, and they're being caught up in it for what they think is religious reasons. We're talking about 70 million or 100 million people in the United States. As long as that big group still thinks we need to bomb Iran, this is a real risk. And that, because that is the public support for this war. Israel does not command that kind of public support, but the Christian right is trying very hard. And they have write-in campaigns going on right now, and those write-in campaigns are aimed at the other big topic of recent days, and which was the Annapolis conference. And Unity Coalition for Israel, which is part of the John Hagee Axis, they're trying to get people to write in and demand that the U.S. not allow the state of Israel to give up any land to the Palestinian people in an effort to make a two-state solution. So
you kind of segued into my little conspiratorial mind. The abject failure of the Annapolis conference, because there was a failure. I mean, there's no ands, ifs, or buts. But we knew it would be a failure to begin with because of the forces opposed to any sort of peace agreement in the Middle East. It's a story that pretty much died, and lo and behold, it would have got legs had it not been for this intelligence report. I mean, it pretty much just dropped off the radar screen as to the success that they thought or try to promote this Annapolis conference as being.
Yes. Well, yes, that's true. The intelligence report that came out has dampened that. What's come out of Annapolis, of course, was, I think, what was planned to come out of it. Create the illusion that the United States wants peace in the Middle East. Create the illusion that Israel wants peace in the Middle East. And then go back to doing what they've been doing all along. And since this Annapolis Peace Accord, the most vicious bombing of Gaza is taking place, more vicious than when I was there 4 years ago when they were bombing every day. There's a new policy that we wrote about, and it's come right out of the Israeli papers and the Israeli Defense Department, their official publications. And this policy is they have decided to blame an organization called Hamas, which is in control of Gaza, for every incident that takes place, which they call terrorism against Israel. And what this primarily is homemade rockets fired from little propped-up trough launchers like we used to use in the backyard, almost like launching Roman candles, into the area of Israel farmland or kibbutzes around Gaza. There's no real cities around it. There's one city within 3 or 4 miles that was a kibbutz, became an overgrown kibbutz, and is now a pretty good-sized settlement. Once in a while, one of these rockets makes it there. And so their policy is whenever a rocket lands anywhere in Israel, if it gets over the fence, that they send out the F-16 jets and the Apache choppers with the rockets attached, and they go into Gaza and they kill known Hamas people. These people are in the Hamas party.
We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Foolish things, shame the king. Wild wisdom puts a prophet in a desert place, nobody to hear a single word he says. What wisdom brings reward from suffering? Where if I wanna win, I have to lose everything. Sense of this, I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness. Foolish things, shame the kings.
Welcome back, my friends. That's the sound of 363, their latest album titled Sunday. Available by going to their website, 363.com. Speaking with Charles Carson from Straight Gate Ministries, President also announced this week that he's going to be visiting Israel in January. Apparently, he didn't seem to see a failure at Annapolis.
I had not seen that announcement, but that's interesting.
Yes, and Israel announced today it's going to be it plans to build 307 new homes in a settlement in East Jerusalem. So much for that.
Well,
you know, let me ask you something else as well, because this is where a lot of people have a big disconnect in not only what goes on in Israel and Palestine, but obviously what goes on in Iraq, because it's so far away, we're so disengaged from it. Today in Omaha, Nebraska, in a shopping mall, a 19-year-old kid with a semi-automatic, I'm sure it wasn't a fully automatic, probably an M16, went on a shooting rampage, killed 9 people, injured 6 more. This is a major story in America. It's wall-to-wall coverage. It was on every channel this afternoon, and it'll more than likely play out for another couple of days. Now, this is something that happens every day of the week, not only in Israel, but obviously in Baghdad. People just don't understand the level of violence that goes on in that neck of the woods. Because we get so shocked and outraged by these incidents that happen, but they're isolated incidents. We are horrified, we are shocked by it. But just imagine what America would be like if there was this type of carnage going on in shopping malls every other day in America.
Sure. And this lad used a gun, and I don't know if he survived or not, but...
No, he shot himself.
Ended up shooting himself. In Baghdad, of course, they're carrying bombs capable of killing 50 or 100 people at one time. Or more, and the desperation level has reached a place where you have teenage kids who feel that there's nothing left in their life. I don't know why this kid did this. We've had other these instances where these kids have decided that their life isn't worth living. But you can imagine somebody who's raised in a place where there's no food, there's no clothes, there's no fuel. People are sitting around in the dark at night in the cold, and it's cold there. And they don't even have electricity, and that's the state in Gaza, and there's the meal will probably be something, a few grains they boiled, and they have to depend on some kind of a charity to give them that. And then you have maybe 10 people living in one room, and the kids, what are the kids going to do during daylight hours? They're going to go out in the street and they're going to think about trying to get even, and that's where this suicide bombing stuff comes from, is... the suppression that's going on I was speaking of Gaza because I'm familiar with that, but the situation in Iraq is very much the same way. After 4 years of this, you're going to have a lot of desperate people. And we just can't conceive of the army of desperate people that we're creating by our activities.
I mean, I've tried to explain this numerous times as to the mindset of these people. 5 years ago, a 15-year-old today, 5 years ago, was a 10-year-old kid.
Absolutely.
Who obviously is growing. I always have a problem with this. You know, when I grew up as a kid, and I thank my mother for this, which our generation or the current generation of kids, obviously their parents don't do what my parents did. My parents kept me innocent from the real world for the longest period of time. They sheltered me from the reality of the world.
True.
The kids growing up in the Middle East, at 10 years old, they are dealing with the most gruesome aspects of life. And you shouldn't be shocked or surprised that when they get to 15, these people are a little disturbed and want revenge for what they suffered when they were youngsters. We'll take a break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Only sadness, only sadness. Houses burnt beyond repair, the smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky, it's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery.
Welcome back, my friends. James Blunt. He saw it up close and personal, and he wrote a song about it. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Yeah, I don't know where to go from here. Well, I do know where. I mean, it's the apathy of people out there who don't understand what war's all about and suffering's all about, and picking political sides. I mean, we have strayed so far from our Christian belief system. It's a joke, and we should. And I get angry, and I shouldn't get angry, but I do get angry at these phony Christians. Tomorrow we've got Mitt Romney coming out and making some religious statement about why he is a Mormon. You've got Mike Huckabee. This is a man that is the phoniest of all phony Christians, should be exposed and laid out there for what he is. Being supported by Tim LaHaye and standing on some sort of moral platform and beating his chest and pandering to the so-called Christian right. Let me read you Ron Paul's statement. And he was reluctant to release the statement, but he released the statement on his personal beliefs, because obviously it seems that now we want to find out the religious beliefs of people who are running for president, which is unfortunately something that Thomas Jefferson had a problem with, and even though these are Ron Paul's words, they might as well have been from Thomas Jefferson. He says, "I've never been one who is comfortable talking about my faith in the political arena. In fact, the pandering that typically occurs in the election season I find distasteful. But for those who have asked, I freely confess that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior and that I seek His guidance in all that I do. I know, as you do, that our freedoms come not from man but from God. My record of public service reflects my reverence for the natural rights for which we are endowed by our loving Creator." What's your take on all of a sudden the importance that people are putting on politicians' religious faith? I mean, this shouldn't even be part of the discussion, because we're not acting as...
we should judge them by their acts. They all have records, and their acts... Most of these people who you're referring to, their actions belay their statements of belief. The big professors of Christianity have almost entirely voted for the wars. They've made a effort to be pro-life by voting against silly anti-abortion efforts like the Partial Birth Abortion Act, things like that, that have no real impact on the industry at all, on the practice of abortion. They're simply a procedural thing. But if you look at their actions, Ron Paul is probably the only one who I can think of whose voting record supports his view that he believes that the right to life comes from God, that all men's inalienable rights come from God. These include life. And that you have to consider this in everything that you do, as he says, and that this should be considered no matter what statement the person gives of what he believes. So what you have is Huckabee and people like that profess what they believe, but of course it has nothing to do with what they've done. And you'll find conflicts as soon as you look at their voting records, Hillary Clinton or any of them. That's how I see it, and... It's the idea now that there's this block of 100 million people out there. And by the way, Mormonism is part of the Christian right movement. It's no different. It's part of the Judeo-Christian axis. And it's just that Mormons and other evangelicals throw rocks at each other and compete. But they essentially act and vote about the same way, and they carry out the same agenda. And vote Republican up and down the line. So you have this effort now to bite into that 100 million voting block, which they think is a block, and I think that's beginning to fail. I think the knee-jerk reaction of the huge Christian right block is beginning to give way. You're seeing that in a lot of things that are happening right now, a lot of things we see in our mail, but also in a statement, for instance, in Christianity Today, article where 80-some leaders of evangelicals, who call themselves evangelicals, came out and said they wanted a two-state solution with peace accomplished in Palestine, and they didn't care about supporting the state of Israel over the Palestinian people. They wanted them to be treated fairly. So you're actually having evangelicals now breaking with this big evangelical group, and I'm talking about the president of Wheaton College and the president of Westland Church and the Evangelical Association for Education with Tony Campolo and the president of Northwest University and Wheaton College and a whole raft of well-known sort of middle-of-the-road evangelical organizations, the National Association of Evangelicals, the president of it, signed this letter. So this is a breaking with this solid, to-the-core, Republican at any price. Israel first is the measurement. This is where the measurement is made. Does the candidate support Israel ahead of everything else? That's what supposedly gets the evangelical vote. But we now have a lot of people in evangelicalism who are breaking with that. They're simply saying, "Well, this war is wrong. I don't care what. Somehow we're not seeing this quite right." And that's a good sign.
It's taken them a while.
It's taken them forever, but it is happening, and we've known it would happen. It's got to happen. This is all too obvious. Remember that those 100 million people, 75 million, whatever the number is, are not stupid. They're just like the rest of us. They're average in every way, at least average intelligent in most cases. Average in terms of their exposure, and they can change. We have a lot of mail about this, and our mail is encouraging, and we have people writing to us now saying, "How can I reach these people?" And they're talking about their frustration with their pastor. And we get letters like that where people send us their pastor's letter. "This is what my pastor says. I challenge him on the war. I tell him it's wrong. I show him scripture, and I ask him what he thinks. He comes back and tells me Saddam Hussein is a terrible person, and this is all necessary. What do I do next?" This is the kind of questions we get all the time. "My sister and brother are caught up in the evangelical movement. They're all for war. They're all for Israel. They don't care how many Palestinians die. I know that this is bad for them spiritually. It's not good for their family. What can I say and do? They're turning me out. They don't want to hear me." So there's a war. There's a battle going on within families now. It's going on within churches. It's going on within organizations, and this letter that the Christianity Today published is a good example. 80 leaders who came out and said, "No, something has to be changed. This has to be done," and pretty good people. Presidents of small colleges, small seminaries, and some that are not so small. Again, the National Association of Evangelicals.
Why don't these people just simply challenge their pastors?
I think most of us don't know how. We really are not trained to do that. And somebody has to kind of show us what to say and what to do, because we're afraid of the pastor. We think he's got a Bible under his arm. He knows every word in it. We know we don't.
And he's got a hotline to God.
We don't know how to approach him, and people have to get over that fear. And what we try to teach people is they need to stick right to the scriptures, because the hallmark of these pastors that write back to people, like the letter I'm looking at from this huge church in Bob Jones University in North Carolina, the huge church wrote back to this guy, and there isn't a scriptural word in it. It's all very secular. He gave completely secular answers. My friend wrote to him a very scriptural letter and asked him how Jesus would justify the acts of our government right now. He even quoted back to the man scripture that had been preached from that very pulpit and said, "You said this on Veterans Day, and this seems to belay your words. And please explain to me where you get this." No answer. It doesn't come back.
Well, can't you just challenge them on the Bible?
Yes, he challenged him on the Bible.
Let's have a look which Bible you are reading from. Show me your Bible. and then prove to him that he's reading from a Scofield Bible.
Exactly. That's exactly what needs to be done. And people just need to have the courage to when they talk to their pastor, not talk about any secular things. Say, I'm here to talk about spiritual things. Please, pastor, don't tell me Saddam Hussein's a bad guy. I don't need to know that. It's not relevant. What's relevant to me here, standing in this church in front of you, is what Jesus says about war. Can you explain to me why you're standing up there saying that this war is just? When Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers, love your enemies, even your brother. Really simple things have to be brought up to them. And we find this all the time in going to vigils at churches, that we have to make it very, very simple and get down to four-word sentences and to ask a question and ask people to answer that and then not let them off the hook. Say, no, you didn't answer that. You can do better than that. What is your best shot at this?
Have you ever tried to draw parallels between, obviously, the divisions between Christians, the Hagee Christians and the real Christians? And yes, I'm biased on that one.
Well, yes,
And the difference between a Talmud Jew and a Torah Jew. I mean, is there a connection between the two?
Well, I don't know if I can tell you about Talmud Jews and Torah Jews. It's a different answer there. But the dividing line with the evangelical Christian, with the Christian Zionist, Christian Zionist believes that the state of Israel is a fulfillment of the Bible, of prophecy in the Bible. That's the essential core belief, that God prophesied this state that's over there. It's been there since 1948. Created by men who took a vote and stole land to give to them, that was God's fulfillment of prophecy going all the way back to Abraham 3,000 years before. That they believe, and therefore they make sort of a god out of this state, because, of course, Christians, traditional Christians, this includes Catholics and Lutherans and so on, they say they believe, and they should believe, that the fulfillment of biblical prophecy in the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. So then the question you need to ask these pastors is, what do you think is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, Jesus Christ or the state of Israel? Which one? And if they say both, then you say, well, where do you rank them? Who's more important, Jesus Christ or the state of Israel? And why does the Son of God have to take share the honor with a political state? This is the dividing question, Robbie. And it comes right down to that. Everybody knows it. The evangelicals know it. The people that are revolting against the evangelicals know it. Even the state of Israel knows it. So that's the question that people need to ask their pastor, their brothers and sisters, and so on. And then go on from there with very simple biblical questions about doing right versus doing evil. And ask them for how they justify that scripturally, not based on how many people Saddam Hussein is supposed to have killed, because that's not relevant to the scriptures. So this is the way we approach it, and this is the way that the evangelical church needs to be changed, is by challenging intelligent people in it. And they can be 14-year-olds. They can be 10-year-olds who go to the little Awana classes and learn the Bible verses. They know these verses. And actually, if you go to the kids and ask them these questions, you'll get 100% right answer from the 10-year-olds who've been in little Bible study classes in the evangelical church. They learn the right verses.
Yes, I remember.
It's just that when they grow up and start practicing Judeo-Christianity, they forget all that and they become political, and they are then pretty soon find themselves Christian Zionists. That's how we see it, and that's how we see dealing with it. And we think we need it's kind of a school to train people on how to talk to their husband or their brother or their best friend or their boss without making them furious at you and wanting them to throw you out of their house.
But just watching this presidential thing going on between Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee and the way the media is covering this, just proves beyond all reasonable doubt not only the naivete of the mainstream media in this country, which fail to ask these professed Christians or Mormons and challenge them on their belief system. But it also represents to me, if this is what the level of understanding of mainstream media is, frightening what the level of understanding of Joe Sixpack out there is.
Well, maybe, but he's probably closer. As I said, the kids going through the little classes probably have the scriptures pretty straight.
Yeah.
Maybe these news guys tend to be pretty secular. Maybe they don't have enough confidence to ask these questions. I've seen that happen many times with evangelicals.
Yeah.
Where the newscasters have not had enough confidence to really ask them a hard question.
You're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
To prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
right, my friends. 363. And the title song from the album entitled Sunday. Speaking with Charles Costner from Straight Gate Ministries, we've got time to squeeze in one call here. We've got Melissa from Texas. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Robbie, and hi, Charles.
Hi.
Robbie, that music is really quite good. How do we find out about it?
Yeah, just go to their website, 363.
363.com?
Yep.
Okay. The reason I called was you were talking about Huckabee. Did you both of you know that he was on Kenneth Copeland's show Sunday through Friday last week? Every morning for a half hour, he was up there doing his thing with Mr. Copeland.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, that's not a shock.
Well, the problem is I watched a little of it, but I knew it couldn't be true. I knew that he, you know, because, I mean, he was saying all the right things spiritually, you know, quoting verses that seemed to make sense to me and stuff, and he seems like a really nice guy, but, you know, he's an idiot if you ask me, but politically I don't like his views. But I just think that's pretty interesting that Kenneth Copeland is, you know, Kenneth Copeland's like one of the biggest moneymakers out there.
Yep.
Oh, sure.
And it looks like this is who the Christian right is endorsing now with Kenneth Copeland. You get the Word of Faith movement behind him, and, you know, they'll fall for it.
Oh, I think he's going to shoot himself in his foot tomorrow night when he makes the big statement about his faith.
Huckabee?
But, yeah, but this should come as no shock or surprise. I mean, Romney's Mormon faith is raising questions with some, but what about Huckabee's relationship with Left Behind Tim LaHaye? I mean, it's one and the same thing.
Now, Robbie, I should just mention, I am a proud pre-trib rapturalist, and I don't know who in the hell this Scofield is. I mean, literally, and I've been a pre-tribber for 29 years, and I see it in my Bible. I see it in the Greek text. I see it in the Hebrew. I can't read either one, but I can sure compare squiggles. And,
well,
you know, this is, when you guys paint with that broad brush, it hurts my feelings, kind of, because I love you, you know?
Yeah.
So, I would just say, and the nation state of Israel is an abomination.
There you are. So, you can see it that way. It does not have to have, the labels don't all fit. We know that, but,
well, maybe,
do your part within your own church.
Maybe it is it's a subject for next Wednesday, Charles.
Right.
Okay, Melissa? We'll
Thanks
do it next
call.
Wednesday, especially for you. Thanks, Charles.
Okay, pleasure.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you, bye.